The Public News Service Daily Newscast for Tuesday, July the 9th, 2019. I'm Mike Clifford. The CBO projects both benefits and costs of raising the national minimum wage. Also on our Tuesday rundown, consumers with pre-existing conditions following Obamacare court, plus Chief Wahoo, still a Cleveland icon, before the MLB All-Star Game. Now, our top story, hiking the U.S. minimum wage to $15 an hour would give millions of Americans a raise, but CNBC reports it would also put a smaller share of people out of work, according to projections released Monday. Raising the pay floor to $15 an hour by 2025 would boost wages for about 17 million workers, according to the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office. CNBC adds at the same time about 1.3 million people would lose their jobs, according to the CBO. Earlier this year, House Democrats led by Representative Bobby Scott of Virginia introduced a bill to gradually raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2024. The Affordable Care Act set to undergo another stress test this week. Eric Gelattis reports health coverage for more than a half a million folks in Colorado and other protections are at stake.
The Affordable Care Act is set to undergo another stress test this week, and health coverage for more than half a million Coloradans and other protections are at stake. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals is expected to hear oral arguments today in a case brought by Texas and 19 other Republican-led states. If the appeals court sides with a lower court ruling, the ACA could be repealed. Rachel Wall, a patient advocate with a pre-existing health condition, says she does not want to go back to life before Obamacare.
Before the ACA, when pre-existing conditions could be held against you, I either couldn't get health insurance or I could only get very costly health insurance that really wouldn't cover much of anything that I needed based on pre-existing conditions.
The Affordable Care Act currently prohibits insurance companies from denying or charging more for coverage to people with pre-existing conditions, which can include cancer, diabetes, or even asthma and glaucoma. Plaintiffs in the case argue that the entire ACA is unconstitutional after Congress, as part of the 2017 tax bill, removed a key part of the law that penalized individuals who had not signed up for health insurance.
Colorado law prohibits insurance companies from denying coverage to people with pre-existing conditions, but that law only applies to roughly a third of insurance plans that are regulated by the state. And leaders from California's conservation and outdoor recreation communities will testify in Washington, D.C. tomorrow in favor of a trio of public lands bills that would protect more than a million acres in the Golden State.
The Central Coast Heritage Protection Act would designate as wilderness 245,000 acres in the Los Padres National Forest and the Carrizo Plain National Monument. Graciela Cabello with the group Los Padres Forest Watch says the area needs to be protected from commercial interests.
Wilderness is actually the strongest protection available for federal land. So that would limit any sort of development. Definitely commercial logging would not be allowed and also essentially prohibit oil drilling and fracking.
Cabello is one of several leaders who will testify before a subcommittee of the House Natural Resources Committee. Two other bills protect lands in the San Gabriel Mountains and in Trinity County in Northern California. Opponents of the bills say the lands have adequate protections and should be managed with an eye to increasing domestic energy production. I'm Suzanne Potter.
Communities across the state are working to ensure that children in Kentucky are exercising and eating healthy foods.
In McCracken County, local organizations teamed up with the Foundation for a Healthy Kentucky to build a new health park, an outdoor fitness and recreation area that also includes a community garden and walking track. Mike Muscarella says the state's high school age kids rank third in the nation for obesity and points out that all children need easy access to areas where they can stay fit. He says it's up to local communities to make that happen.
We want our kids to be healthy. We want their parents to be healthy and their grandparents. We want people to be healthy in these neighborhoods. The kids are using the playground. Families are using the walking track and exercise equipment that is outside. And people are growing vegetables in the community garden, and it's really exciting to see.
The Foundation for a Healthy Kentucky's Children's Health Initiative, a six-year, $2 million pilot program in seven counties across the state, aims to reduce the odds that Kentucky's children will develop chronic diseases later in life through improving physical activity and nutrition. I'm Nadia Ramlagan.
Finally, Mary Sherman tells us baseball fans, sports legends, and celebrities are descending on Cleveland for the All-Star Game, but they won't see a familiar yet controversial icon on the field.
The Indians organization dropped the Chief Wahoo logo from uniforms ahead of the 2019 season, although some fans will surely be donning apparel with the Chief's cartoonish face. Sundance is a member of the Muskogee Tribe and executive director of the Cleveland American Indian Movement. His organization, along with MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred, were instrumental in campaigning to remove the image, despite hesitation from the team. Sundance explains many Native Americans feel the logo is harmful and racist.
I'm happy that Major League Baseball finally took notice of us after half a century, but that's half a century late. It should have been stopped before it started.
For his part, Sundance contends the removal of Chief Wahoo's logo from the field was merely a public relations tactic. He says it was to avoid bad publicity, not to engage with indigenous people. I'm Mike Clifford for Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.